The Trump administration's plan to adopt a new definition of gender would effectively deny federal recognition and civil rights protections to transgender Americans. That's what brought out community members to City Hall.
I'm Echo, I'm 17 and I live in Harlem. I feel like there's a lot of talk about supporting youth, but it can be really hard to find a community, and it can be really hard to get access to the health things that I need. And it's rough trying to find those things. Since Sunday, I've been having a pretty rough time. It hit me really hard, and I've been trying to find something I can do. I'm organizing a bunch of people I know just to get together and sit and cry and just allow ourselves to be emotional about it, because it's emotional. But I really wanted to join in a community and feel supported and feel surrounded by love.
Shijua Day Kadri, Chief Advocacy Director of the LGBT Community Center, says there's a great need to stand up for transgender rights.
We represent, serve, and support our transgender, gender nonconforming, and non-binary family, and we are here today to make that unequivocal and really to push people to use their power to vote, to educate, to empower, and really to remember, as Audre Lorde says, revolution is not a one-time event. It doesn't end on November 6th. This fight must continue.
And what would you say to someone who's not here today? What can they do?
I would say that they have a responsibility, if they don't know, to educate themselves. And if they do know, to make sure they tell someone else who doesn't and really bring them on the journey. We need to be in the same boat, rowing in the same direction for this to work. And this is not the time to stand by and sort of be a bystander in this anymore.
My name is Naomi. I am from Long Island. And I am here to support our trans community. I have a 10-year-old son who is smart and funny and beautiful, plays the saxophone, likes hanging out with his friends, playing soccer, and he also happens to be trans. And it is not the most important thing about him, but yet in this climate, at this point, that's the thing we have to be focusing on, because he needs to be protected. And this is not just a trans issue, it is a human rights issue, as many of the signs have said. And it's my job as a parent to protect him. And then I ask everybody else that's here today, what is their job? How can we not stand up for those that are about to be persecuted? It has to be a call to action for all of us.
Activists say this isn't the first attack on transgender Americans, that the existence of trans people is not up for debate, nor is trans people's right to live free from discrimination. Alana Levinson, WBAI News, New York.